WMRA News. I'm Bob Levicky. A proposed new green space park near Harrisonburg's Farmers Market takes another step forward. Federal regulators deny a request by Atlantic Coast Pipeline builders for more time to cut down trees. And a new UVA study reveals the disparities of wealth and income across Virginia. This is the WMRA Daily for Thursday, March 29th.
Support for the WMRA Daily is provided by the shops at Stonefield at Route 29 and Hydraulic Road in Charlottesville, featuring a collection of shopping, dining, and entertainment experiences with ample parking. Learn more at shopsatstonefield.com.
Harrisonburg City Council has moved one step closer to making a new downtown park a reality, according to a press release by the nonprofit Build Our Park organization. On Tuesday, City Council approved moving to the next step to have city staff review the proposal and potentially draft an interim agreement. The decision also starts a 45-day period during which other competing proposals will be accepted. It's the next step in a years-long process that began with the original proposal to City Council back in 2015. The plan calls for developing a park in downtown Harrisonburg that would include more public green space, a new children's play area, a large promenade, and an expanded farmers market near the Turner Pavilion. Two leaders of a Southern nationalist organization that participated in the deadly white supremacist rally in Charlottesville last year have agreed to a court order barring the group from engaging in militia-like activity in the city. The Daily Progress reported Wednesday that the consent decree signed by Judge Richard E. Moore forbids the League of the South from returning to Charlottesville to participate in armed rallies. The group and its members are not prohibited from participating in other kinds of demonstrations. The decree is a response to a lawsuit that seeks to bar the white supremacist organizations and militia groups that attended the August rally, which was planned in part to protest the removal of Confederate monuments. Federal regulators have denied a request from developers of the proposed Atlantic Coast Pipeline for more time to cut down trees along the project's route. An official with the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission wrote in a letter Wednesday that the request to continue cutting trees outside an initial window agreed to for the protection of bats and birds would not offer adequate protection. Dominion Energy told FERC earlier this month it appeared that workers could not complete tree felling in West Virginia, Virginia, and North Carolina on time, and that failure to do so will affect the 2018 construction season. A FERC spokeswoman says the pipeline has 30 days to appeal. Environmental groups said they were surprised but pleased with the decision. Candidates seeking the Republican nomination for U.S. Senate in Virginia clashed during a debate over the violent white supremacist protests in Charlottesville last summer. The three candidates debated at the University of Virginia on Tuesday. Corey Stewart, chairman of the Prince William Board of County Supervisors, Nick Freitas, a state delegate from Culpeper, and E.W. Jackson, a minister from Chesapeake, are seeking the chance to challenge Democratic Senator Tim Kaine. The primary is scheduled for June 12th. Freitas said the image of people marching with Nazi flags in Charlottesville last year was abhorrent, but said all speech must be protected, even speech he disagrees with. Stewart echoed controversial comments made by President Donald Trump shortly after the rally, saying that the, quote, two sides at the protests engaged in violence. Jackson said Americans, quote, have got to come together. UVA's Weldon Cooper Center for Public Service has just released some new data portraits revealing disparities in growth, aging, and median income among Virginia's diverse regions. Charles Fishburne with partner station WCVE reports.
The numbers are from the U.S. Census Bureau, the Bureau of Labor Statistics, and the Cooper Center.
Virginia is very diverse.
Director Chin Kai says the color-coded images show general slow growth and decline, except in Northern Virginia, a rapidly aging population in Southwest, Southside, and Eastern, and a huge disparity in household income, with lowest at $26,000 in Southwest and highest $125,000 in Northern Virginia.
So the gap between the highest and the lowest is almost $100,000 a year.
The Richmond area, she says, is a microcosm of all the diversities in the Commonwealth. Charles Fishburne, WMRA News.
Virginia receives a substantial amount of money from the federal government, so much that it's often seen as being overly reliant on Uncle Sam. There's one part of the Commonwealth's budget where the federal government plays a minimal role. Virginia Public Radio's Michael Pope has that story.
Virginia ranks dead last among states in terms of money that comes from federal grants, $1,099 per capita. So how did the Commonwealth get to the back of the line? Frank Schaffroth at George Mason University says it's because the state is so stingy with its money, and state leaders are often unwilling to put up matching funds.
And the feds say, okay, you put up 50%, we'll consider you. And you say, well, no, we're only putting up 25%. They say, fine, you're not getting it. So I think that stinginess is an adverse issue.
Perhaps the stingiest part of the state budget is health care. Virginia ranks 44th in terms of Medicaid expenditures. Michael Cassidy, the Commonwealth Institute, says the rules surrounding Virginia's Medicaid program are one of the most significant factors leading to the lack of federal grant money.
Virginia maintains one of the strictest Medicaid programs in the country, and so as a result, in the health care category, Virginia received 40% less than the national average.
That could change soon if lawmakers and Governor Ralph Northam agree to increase Medicaid to 400,000 people who live in poverty or with disabilities. If that happens, Virginia would shoot up the list closer to the national average in terms of money from federal grants. I'm Michael Pope.
For WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicky. Thanks for listening and enjoy your Thursday.